Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Jonathan Allen. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's up, Jonathan?
What's going on? How you doing?
We're doing well.
Not as good as you, man. I have to tell you, John, I was not a believer in a defense. I don't even know if I'm still 100%, but that was a hell of a performance. The fact that you guys, like after the first drive, I was like, oh no, here we go. But you guys, you buckled down. How many punts did they force, Cakes?
I think it was
four punts. I don't know.
A lot of sacks, including one from John.
You got pressure. I mean, the only thing, the run defense is still suspect, in my opinion, just being honest. But, I mean, what a performance by you guys overall.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was definitely a major step in the right direction for us. I think the good thing about this game is we still have a lot of room for improvement. And when you know, talk to the guys around the defense, we're not even close to where we want to be, and we're nowhere close to being yet satisfied or being satisfied at all. So we're excited, man. I think we took a step in the right direction. Obviously, me personally, I want to be better in the run. I want the defense to be better in the run, and you know, that's what we're going to be working on moving forward. But I think every week you're going to see this group play with more confidence, more speed, more excitement for one another, and I mean, that's what defense is all about.
Quinn said afterwards, I found it very interesting, that he tried to make a point to you guys, listen, we're not where we want to be prior to this game, but you guys aren't as far off as you think. And then we were trying to speculate, well, what is he talking about? And then JP said, well, you know, like, say, for example, St. Juice has been there a bunch of times, good coverage, just didn't get his hands up, didn't get the ball knocked down, whatever. Great throw, great catch. Those kinds of instances, I brought up the game against Tampa. I thought you guys had pressure on Baker five or six times. I thought he was going to be sacked, and somehow he wiggled out of it. Are those the kind of things he was referring to?
Yeah, no, I mean, I know fans get frustrated when you hear a team or you hear a player or a coach say we're close. But the difference between a great defensive performance and a bad defensive performance is razor thin. And, you know, I think we just made the razor thin plays that we needed to make, you know, in this game. I mean, Dorrance Armstrong had a great sack on 4th-and-2 that really changed the game. I mean, who knows how the game looks if they go down and score on that drive. So, the difference between playing good ball and playing bad ball is razor thin. And as a defense, you can't get really caught up on the end result only. I'm not going to say it's not important because obviously at the end of the day, we get paid to produce. And the end result is why we work. But when things aren't going good, you got to focus on doing things the right way day in and day out at practice. And when you continue to do that, then it's just about translating it from practice to the game. And I think today, last game was the first game that we really – you know, executed the game plan, went out there and played good on Sunday. And, you know, it was good for a lot of the young guys to go out there and just see the work that they're putting in, you know, make plays on Sunday.
John, we were kind of talking about it and how Kyler just looked like a deer in headlights after that first drive. And
tell him my theory.
I didn't understand it. I'll tell him your theory. I didn't understand it really because I guess you guys were just trying to keep him in the pocket because you got to him four times. But there were times where I thought he could run, but he decided not to, and he just fell down. Or that he was missing guys. Maybe it's because, you know, he's a smaller dude and he can't see over you guys. But Eric thinks that Kingsbury talked to Joe Witt and Dan and said, look, this is what Kyler likes. This is why he's uncomfortable.
What he doesn't like.
He's uncomfortable in this situation, yada, yada, yada. So first question is, what did you notice about Kyler and how you were able to get to him so quickly? And then number two, do you think or no, did Kingsbury talk to the defensive staff about it?
Well, I know when it comes to Kyler Murray, when you allow him to use his legs, not really for running, but to get out of the pocket and make plays down the field, I mean, it's really hard to find a guy in the league who's better than that. You know, so if you're able to make him beat you from the pocket, not saying he can, but we understand what makes him special is his uncharacteristic athletic ability and his ability with his big arm. If you can make him throw from the pocket, he's a little bit shorter, might have some issues seeing over the middle of the field, then you get him playing on our terms. You know, and as far as Coach Kingsbury talking to the D coordinator, he might have. I don't know. But one thing I do know is this is a copycat league, and all coaches talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's friends, there's guys you came up in the biz with, and they talk. I'm sure they do. So if there's something that you struggle with, you're going to see that again and again and again until you stop it or until you prove there's no longer a problem. So, I mean, that's really every position, every player. Like, if I have a three technique who struggles on double teams, you're going to double him every chance you get. So, I mean, that's just kind of how the nature of the business goes.
Speaking of double teams, can you talk about how often you get in double teamed? I looked at stats. Now, this is from September 19th, so maybe doesn't include the last game or two. But at that point, you were being double teamed 56% of the snaps, and Duran was being double teamed 59% of the snaps. If you're getting doubled, who's it on to stop the run?
Well, the thing that is so great about our defense is, you know, and Coach Quinn always says, when you have a defense that plays for one another, that's going to be tough to beat. So there's going to be games where I'm getting doubled. I'm looking at the linebackers like, hey, I'm going to take these double teams, go make the plays. And there's also going to be games where the guard is going to try to bang my hip and climb to the linebacker, and it's up to me to fall back into my gap and make the play. So, I mean, there's only four games. I wouldn't get caught up in the double team numbers. It's just how teams have been planning to attack us so far. But as we know, things change as seasons go. So my whole job and mindset is just to be ready when I get my opportunities and, yeah, make the most of them.
It's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. How did you hold one of the NFL's top mobile quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, to one carry for just 3 yards in the win? That's from Mark in Arlington.
Yeah, it blew me away, John.
Well, one thing I'll say is going into this game, Coach Tapp and Coach Witt told us, like, we're rolling with the deep crew up front. So, I mean, one thing you saw is you saw a lot of effort from the entire defense. I don't want to just say the D-line. But our mindset going into the game was don't hold back. Give everything you got. If you can only go two plays, get in there, run to the ball full speed, and get out and get rest. And when you have an offense like we have, that makes it so much easier for us to stay fresh because they're on the field for so long. When you're out there, you got to work as a group. It's not four guys rushing one-on-one. Is four got all of us rushing as one. So I mean, me and DP, me and Payne, we, you know, had to run game inside to make sure there wasn't holes for him to step up through the B gap. The defensive end, you've got to get high, make sure he can't step in the B gap and stop him from getting out. And after that, it's just about playing with effort. It's just really about playing with effort. Obviously, Coach Witt called a great game. It was just a team effort.
Talking to Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, he joins us every Tuesday at 9 o'clock on the Junkies. Is this the best offense that you've witnessed since you've been with Washington? I'm guessing it's the best offense you've seen since your Alabama days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now I would say yes, but I don't try to get caught up in all that because at the end of the day, it's still only the first quarter of the season's done, and I mean, the offense has been terrific and incredible. So as a defense, we have to make sure we're ready to play because there's going to be a game in December and whenever where – it's cold, it's bad weather, for whatever reason, they're going to be looking at us to step up. So as a defense, we just got to make sure we're ready when our number's called. But it's so fun to watch. It is so fun to watch them.
And for the most part, they're not turning the ball over. I don't think there's been one interception, one fumble. So I don't think there's been more than two turnovers. So you haven't had that many short field situations.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that's been good to see is we're playing fantastic complementary football. Offense is getting long drives out there. Defense, we're taking steps in the right direction, improving. But when you have an offense like that, just get them the ball back as many times as you can.
What have you seen out of Johnny Newton so far? He's appeared in his third game against Arizona this past weekend with you.
Man, what's impressed me is, man, for a guy who didn't really get a chance to do OTA, didn't really get a chance to do all of training camp, didn't get to do all of preseason, how quickly he's just caught on, man. And I know it's tough. I know it is. I mean, he's a guy who wants to work. So for him not being able to do that early in the season, I know it was tough. So the way he's coming, he just plays with effort and just the technique, he's picking it up fast, man. It's exciting to watch. He's going to be a good player for the team for a long time to come.
So what are your thoughts about Sunday with Cleveland coming in? They've really struggled to score. They've only scored 66 points in their four games. They haven't scored more than 18, and they're 1-3. Obviously, you guys have pretty much doubled their point totals. But, you know, they've got Chubb may be practicing this week. We're hearing he may practice tomorrow. Not sure if he's going to play. I would doubt it that he would play this soon. But your thoughts on facing Deshaun, and that's a really good defense, too.
And I know people like to beat up on the Cleveland Browns, but one thing we all know in this league is week to week.
Yep.
You can never overlook any opponent. I mean, how many times on Monday night has a team overlooked us? We went out there and beat an 11-0 Steelers or a 10-1 Eagles. So mm-hmm. one thing that I just love about this team is we're so hungry and we're so dedicated to just growth week in and week out. And I think the thing that's awesome is we're not solely focused on the end result. You know what I mean? You got to look at you got to look underneath the hood and see where you can improve and where you can trim some of the fat. And, you know, we're going to be ready to play. I'm excited.
All right. You just used a lot of food analogies, so this is critical. You used hungry. You said trimming the fat. We had a big debate earlier on the show about Raising Cane's versus Chick-fil-A. Where does Jonathan Allen stand on the chicken wars? You can even throw others because I said my favorite is a Popeye's chicken sandwich. But where are you on Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A?
I don't think you could beat Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is just 10 times out of 10. The place I'm going to go, the first choice.
And what is your go-to order there?
I get a spicy chicken sandwich deluxe with extra cheese and a large fry. If I'm not going there for breakfast, then I get two chicken biscuits.
Two chicken biscuits.
Do you ever get two?
With the grape jelly.
You're such a big dude. Do you ever get two chicken sandwiches?
Sometimes, but I try not to do it during the season, man, because it's a slippery slope. You have Chick-fil-A one day, then the next day, you want to get Chipotle, so you just got to stay away from all of that. It's not worth it.
Hey, you just get a bowl at Chipotle. You don't have to get the rice.
Yeah, but he wants queso. Yeah, he wants chips.
The large chips, and then you get the Mexican sprayed, and it's just not worth
it. So what is your cheat day?
My cheat day is usually on Monday. It's just like a bag of candy, and then I usually feel bad, and then I just...
What's your candy go-to? I mean, we're in spooky season. I mean, Halloween's, what, 30 days away? Give us your go-to candy.
Anything that's a sour gummy, I'll eat it. Anything sour and anything gummy.
Sour Patch Kids, you love them.
Hey, John, what was your best meal? Because you were in Arizona all week. What was your best meal out there?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I didn't leave the hotel one time to go eat out.
That means it's baller. You were set up in a baller spot, guaranteed.
I just ate at the hotel the entire time.
Did you order room service or just in the restaurants?
I ordered room service one time and it was just wings and fries. Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I just ate at the hotel with our chef, man. It was just
chef.
Oh, your chef
key. Yeah. Do you eat with any of your buddies on the team?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Normally we like to go out, but I don't know. This week I was just like, I just want to make sure I'm good, make sure the inflammation is down in the body. So I didn't really want to eat out. So I just kind of just kept it low key and just a lot of hanging out and kicking back.
What was the last week like being on the road, like going straight from the Bengals game to Arizona? As a player, was that a huge advantage for you?
It's hard to say, you know what I mean? Because it's definitely a huge advantage when you get to the time zone change, but it's also different because now your routine's off and now you got to find masseuse and you got to find spaces to work out and now you got to figure out how you're going to eat all your meals. And it was just a different week. Hard to say if it was better or worse, but I mean, we're happy with the results we got.
Good results, no doubt.
Where did you watch the Bama-Georgia game on Saturday night?
So I just watched it at the hotel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Oh, man, very it was fun game. Incredible.
John, I know you're not a big trash talker. Let me start this off by saying, do you think trash talking can get into an opponent's head?
Yes, but I feel like we play at such a high level that every guy in the NFL has probably heard anything and everything you could even think of. But I think during the game, once momentum swings one way or another, I think trash talking can definitely get an opponent's head. Yeah.
Are there guys on your team that are big trash talkers?
I want to say Payne's a big trash talker, but man, I'll say this: he's a very aggressive competitor on game day, and I love to see it.
All right, because if you want to get in somebody's head, you've got Deshaun Watson there. Maybe you guys would say that it's a low blow, but you could go the masseuse route.
I'm not gonna lie. Fans of the NFL are the most ruthless people I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So there is nothing a player can say to him that fans haven't said to him for the last however many years. So I'm sure he's heard everything in the book. So I'm not even worried about that.
I'm trying to think who would be on the besides Payne on the defense that would talk trash. Does Luvu talk? He's all over the field.
Man, he doesn't talk with his mouth, but he talks with his pads for sure. I mean, God, what an exciting player to play with.
Right.
Maybe Forbes, because he's Mississippi State guy.
He's probably always had to defend
himself. Like Smoot back in the day.
Yeah. Forbes talk?
I don't know if we have a lot of guys who just outright talk trash, but, I mean, just the thing that was so fun about this game was the amount of energy that guys had. It was like, I just remember Princey Harvin screaming like a madhouse on one of the plays, and it was just so fun just to see the energy from all the guys. Man, guys were excited, flying around. It was a fun week.
John, the energy at Northwest Stadium is going to be crazy. Like I'm guessing packed to the rafters, almost all Commanders fans. I mean, are Browns fans really going to come to Northwest Stadium to hopefully see you guys beat their ass? I mean, that should be a crazy environment on Sunday.
Man, I'm looking forward to any time we can have the fans out there. We're playing good football. We got to keep it going. We're looking forward to going out there and put a good product for you guys and for the fans. I mean, the fans have been with us through thick and thin, and there's been a lot of thin. So we appreciate you guys' support, and I'm looking forward to going out there and just giving everything I have and making sure no matter what happens, you guys are proud to be fans of this organization. So.
Hey, are you ready to see a million Jaden Daniels commercials? Because that guy is going to be all over TV as a superstar.
I mean, the way he works every day and the way he acts, he deserves it.
He does.
There's nothing better in this world than seeing someone get something they deserve. You know what I mean? And he deserves it. So I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jonathan, we're looking forward to seeing you guys take down the Browns this weekend. We'll talk to you again next week, man.
We're going to smash them, just so you know.
We are.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Jonathan.
Make sure you score 30.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page next. Time now for EB's entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Cakes. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% on most X-Series models. They got a bunch of deals on electric vehicles, i4s. My buddy just got the i7. I got the X5 for a limited time only. Find out more information at bmwfairfax.com. Ask for Mike or Miriam. Either one will take care of you.
Oh, Miriam getting some shine now.
Well, because Mike is now like in charge of all of the dealerships, and so he's there like half the time. Miriam's now in charge whenever he's not around. All right, guys. First of all, there's still speculation what's going on with Taylor and Travis Kelce. She's been MIA the last two games.
Oh, didn't notice that.
She's not been in the box.
Has she been doing shows?
I don't
know. She has a little break. She's doing North American shows. I think those ramp up either this month or definitely by next month. She's touring in the U.S.
Maybe he went out and found a slump buster.
She hasn't been able to make it to his last two games in Atlanta and Los Angeles. She was at the first two games. Now, people are starting to read into it because remember that alleged contract that came out that was supposed to show the end of the relationship? Well, it's kind of around this date,
September 28th, I believe, was the date.
Yeah, and so how come she hasn't been in the recent games? They're saying it just, I don't know. Whatever reason, she couldn't attend.
She was busy.
Next game is Monday Night Football.
Yep.
So everyone will be paying attention to see if Taylor makes it to Arrowhead on October 7th for the third home game of the year.
Her tour picks back up Friday, October 18th at Hard Rock in Miami, and then she hits New Orleans after that, then to Indy.
I will say, I mean, who knows? Apparently that people say that like these arranged sort of Hollywood relationships happen all the time. Okay, I'll buy that. If she's been acting, good job. Because she seemed
good
like
actress,
she was into him. Huh?
Yeah.
Then maybe you should give her a movie job or something. Because she seemed like she was into him. But
she was definitely
knows?
In the movie version of Cats back in the day. I mean, I didn't see it, of course. But
she was. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he put up decent numbers this past week.
I don't know.
Why? Because she wasn't around?
Well, she wasn't around.
I think he put up decent numbers because Rashee Rice blew up his knee on his teammate Patrick Mahomes.
That probably helped.
Yeah. I saw one of those analysts though say that he's been getting open. Like the reports of his demise greatly overstated.
I think they have to be.
That he's been open, that Mahomes has just been passing elsewhere.
Looking at different spots, yeah.
Why would he look elsewhere when that's been his number one target for his entire career?
Against the Saints.
Him and Tyreek.
He's going to be looking at either Xavier Worthy or Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
A lot. Because there's not much else to throw to on that team at this point.
Kicks, Diddy is in the news, apparently.
Is he eating yet? He told me that he was afraid of poison, not eating.
They say that wasn't true, that he was eating all along. Who knows?
What was the plea deal he turned down?
I didn't hear that. I know that his lawyers have tried twice to get him out on bail and failed. He's assembling even more high-profile guys for this third attempt to get out on bail. He's in what? Is he in Rikers? Is that where he is?
I don't think he's there. I could be wrong.
They say wherever he is, it's atrocious.
I ain't no criminal.
And can you imagine living the lifestyle Diddy's led and lived for the last 25 years and then have to eat
I'm guessing
food?
The thread count on his sheets where he is now is what it used to be.
Right.
I think he doesn't have silly Egyptian cotton.
He's in Brooklyn.
He's in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
the center there.
They say that place is just
Ugh, he's got to watch the Nets. Gross.
But some people
are you doing solitary?
He's got to watch Nets game. That's his punishment.
People are doing interviews all over the place, former bodyguards, former musicians that have worked with him, etc. You've seen all these pictures from the wife. They're saying that Ashton Kutcher is freaking out because he's afraid Diddy will just say anything to get out of jail. Uh-huh. And, you know, Ashton Kutcher was a big frequenter of all the white parties and everything. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Who knows? Somebody is saying...
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
There's a lawyer who claims that she's seen stills from a video that features a pornographic video, Diddy, and a person more high profile than even him.
Ooh.
I don't know who that
could
be.
Diddy's in the video with someone?
Yes.
Male or female?
That's the first question.
Pretty sure male. More high profile than him. I don't know who.
More high profile than Diddy.
Yeah.
LeBron?
She said that the...
What if it was LeBron?
The video was recorded at his home in Atlanta.
Bilal Coulibaly?
It was pornographic in nature, and the person in the video did not seem aware of the fact that they were being recorded.
Oh, that's not good. The old secret recording.
Internet users have speculated. Do you want to go into the speculation?
Sure, why not?
Throw out some names that the internet speculated.
Jay-Z.
Okay.
All right.
Beyonce.
Okay.
Okay.
The Weeknd.
Also known as Abel Tesfaye.
Yes. who knows? That's just what the speculation is. I don't know. The Weeknd. I don't know. I didn't know he was a guy. I mean, I didn't know he was like a Diddy guy. I didn't know. Everybody's heard the Meek Mill rumors, right?
No. Thankfully, no.
Those are brutal.
I barely know who Meek Mill is and why he's famous.
Yeah. My buddies were on a plane with Robert Kraft and Meek Mill. They really were.
Okay.
They went to Vegas
together. It's Vinny and Joe. We got on the flight with Meek Mill and Bob Kraft.
Really? Robert Kraft wasn't on a private?
Massages
for
everyone.
It was a private jet. They were in the entourage.
Oh, they were.
They're in the inner circle.
And then my buddy told me one morning, he went in to meet somebody, and Bob Kraft opened the door in like his shorts and no shirt on. In like the suite in Vegas. Yeah,
sure. He's just lounging, relaxing.
Like breakfast together. Like
probably the suite the guys in the Hangover
like
had.
Like a really weird, wild weekend. You can make a movie about it.
So what are the Meek Mill Diddy allegations?
I mean, I don't even know if I can bring them up. There's a guy who claimed at a party you could hear stuff going on, and he recorded it.
Oh, yeah, that was his.
Actually Google it. You can listen to it for yourself. Knock yourself out.
Meek Mill and Dostoevsky, artists who I'm not into any of their work. I'm just not. I'm
Jason,
out.
Yes, sir.
Oasis has announced North American tour dates.
Ooh.
According to their official site, the North American leg of the tour will kick off August 24th at Rogers Stadium in Toronto before traveling to Chicago, Illinois, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
He's called it Chicago.
Los Angeles, California, and Mexico City, Mexico.
By the way, they're not playing like little small arenas. They're playing stadiums.
Yeah, the big ones. Yeah. The big rooms.
Yes, the biggies.
Yeah. I don't think anybody could be surprised by this. It's kind of funny that it's still a story. But Barry Williams, remember him?
Brady
from the Brady Bunch.
He's got to be like 70 something years old.
I'm 54. He's got to be like 100. He says, I guess it's still interesting 70. That 70. The Brady Bunch kids all hooked up in real life, but not necessarily during the show. He said Greg and Marcia, Peter and Jan, Bobby and Cindy, they all hooked up.
Who hooked up with Alice? Probably Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher just slamming it.
I don't know. Maybe Barry. Maybe he likes older women.
Maybe he did.
He said we all hooked up with each other at some point, not necessarily while we were filming. So it could have been years after.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I dated Maureen. Chris Knight dated Eve Plum. Michael Lookaland and Susan Olsen had a little mock wedding at one point, so they all hooked up.
Right.
I like mock drafts, but not mock weddings. What are we doing here?
Didn't one of those guys have a reality show, like a dating?
Yeah, I think Christopher Knight.
Christopher Knight, because he was dating
that Adrienne Curry chick.
Correct. Oh,
good pull.
Yeah.
That's right.
America's Next Top Model. I still follow her on the...
Do you?
Follow her?
You do?
I don't know why. I just started following her like 10 years ago, okay. So she pops up on my feed.
Gotcha.
It was called My Fair Brady.
Yeah. Frankie Valli. I didn't even know. I actually don't even know who he is.
The
I just know he's
seasons.
Famous.
Yeah.
You gotta watch these videos.
The
if
videos
you haven't
are
seen
disturbing.
Them.
Yeah, so he's
I think
out
he's
there.
At MGM National Harbor soon.
He is.
Pretty he's sure. 90 oh, and they're killing him because I guess they say, you know, he's 90 and he's not even bothering to even lip sync anymore. I guess
he's singing to a track and he's not his lip syncing isn't matching up with the track.
It's not in sync
at all.
It's
terrible.
I actually ranted about this 2 years ago on Bit Season to Valdez. I saw it, and it's all backup singers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's just standing up there swaying like
dances.
Back and forth, and people are paying to see him, and he's not doing anything.
It looks like a corpse.
He does. It looks like a wax figure.
He's up there confused. Has no idea what's going on, and they have a band playing his hits in the background.
It's terrible. I mean, it's elder abuse. It's elder
it
abuse is what
is.
It is. Like it's.
It looks like Weekend at Bernie's.
It does, and it's depressing.
You ever seen the videos of like those scumbag children that take like their old parents up to an ATM and like have them take money out and then just pocket it?
One lady did it with a dead guy.
That's exactly what's going on right now with Frankie Valli. Actually, Frankie Valli might be dead.
Right.
I mean, please just let him.
He's 90.
Live out whatever remaining days he has.
So when you say
doing
the four
what
seasons, like was that the band?
That's
he was
the
in?
Band. Yeah. Oh. Frankie Valli.
The
hotel? Four seasons. No, not the hotel.
He didn't perform at the hotel or something.
No, it's the name of the band.
Okay. Now I don't see him at MGM National Harbor. Maybe he already was there. Maybe he's coming to Capital One. I saw him.
If you're booking
on a bill, he's coming up soon.
If you're booking for MGM National Harbor, you can't look at those videos and book him in your venue, right?
He can barely lift the microphone.
If he sells tickets, they don't care. If he sells tickets, they don't care. People are dumb enough to go.
I mean,
who's going? You
got
to be like
standards?
80. Who's going to a Frankie Valli concert? You got
90 year olds.
Your mom?
She's not going. Trust me. But I mean, people like my mom.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's embarrassing.
Hold on, this is Frankie Valli?
You think this isn't a smash?
This is a smash.
This is a great song. Does he have any other sellies?
I just played one. Big Girls Don't Cry.
I wasn't paying attention.
This song holds up.
Oh, this is a great song.
It's a great tune.
Dude, when I used to work at Indian Spring Country Club, and I worked all those weddings, this was played all the time.
Of course. It's a banger.
I don't even know if they played it at bar mitzvahs. They definitely played it at
the
weddings.
I mean, he probably has a beach house in New Jersey just from the royalties on this song.
Hold on, crank this up. So is this the Four Seasons or is this Frankie Valli?
I'm not sure.
It's the Four Seasons, but Frankie Valli is
he's the big dog.
Yeah, he's like the Justin Timberlake of the Four Seasons.
This is a great song.
Smash Ola. Hitter hurting. Hit.
Yeah. I might even have to put this on my Spotify. this
makes you want to groove, doesn't it?
I might have to put this on my Spotify. I've been putting some old stuff in there lately.
Yeah. You won't cut a rug for us, do a little dance. Yeah.
No.
Cut a rug.
I mean, this song is so good.
Hey, is this, what song's been played more than this at weddings? Like, this is the wedding.
The Macarena.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's up there.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
Earth, can you play another Frankie Valli silly, though? Because I have no file on the guy.
Love Jersey Boys.
They were popular in the 60s.
Sherry, you've heard Sherry a billion times.
How's that one go? Just sing it.
just
send me out, Joe.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
You need to play the real.
You guys should be in a crooner.
I know we're late and everyone's freaking out, but I just want to hear.
We're not late,
Sherry. Well, they get all worked up if we get a short segment.
It's all right. It's the last one of the show. We're fine.
All right,
Sherry's more important.
Give me 1 second. All right, what are you looking for now? You're looking for Sherry. By the way, I think I got to go to the dentist. I think I got an infection in my gums.
Well, you're definitely missing.
Shocker.
I mean, there's definitely a tooth missing in your mouth.
No, it's still tooth. There, but no.
Go watch Jersey Boy.
Hold on.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
You've heard
Sherry,
this.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
I've definitely heard it, but I don't get that size. Oh, no, so is this where the Sherry's Berries comes from, like the whole bit? Oh. Huh? Like when we used to do the Sherry's Berries,
it's talking about some girl
named.
It's talking about some girl named Sherry.
I understand.
Yeah. Not Sherry Berries.
No, talking about some chick that he banged named Sherry back in 1950.
But they got to be playing off that. Maybe they're playing off the song.
The
they
song
came
out in like 1960.
I'm saying the Sherry Berries.
The company.
Oh, okay.
Playing
I don't
off
know.
That. Yo, Sice right now, if he's driving around, Charlie Cashley.
Big
Charlie loves
it. Loves Frankie.
It's my favorite segment of the week, see? They're playing all the old hits from Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons,
hey,
see?
Why don't you book Charlie this week? Love to get his take on
Jaden. I tried 2 weeks ago.
He blew you off?
No, he's back working with the NFL.
Oh, so he said he can't do
so
it.
So he can't
they
talk
too
about
big
it.
Time for the junk, see?
You're just too good to
be. You guys are hitting me in my wheelhouse with these songs, see?
Which one's this?
You know this.
Can you take my eyes off of you?
You'd be like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so.
Yeah, yeah,
this. This is a banger.
This one?
Yeah.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Banger.
Na, 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 na.
This is like a wedding dance song.
Hey, Valdez, play this while I do the live read.
Okay.
If you're ready for a new ride, why not turn your old car or truck into life-saving support for our veterans by donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation today to help veterans and their families get the critical assistance they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. To get a tax receipt and pick up is free. 877-718-HERO is the number. 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes and Frankie Valli today. I don't know much, but I know that Matt Valdez thinks that I don't watch movies and that I don't digest scenes from movies. He just reenacted a scene from Goodfellas thinking I wouldn't know it. He asked me
which
the name.
One was it? Was it that the one he was yelling?
Yes, it was a scene he was just yelling. Yeah. Probably.
Can you play
it.
That scene?
Yeah, hang on. Right. I got a preview.
Do you want to act it first? Act it out?
I mean, this will be his fourth rendition. Yeah. He's already done it three times.
Yeah,
he knows the scene.
Yeah, this is,
yeah, this is better than the actual pulling up the scene. I think you should react.
Yeah, this is before he got Karen was taken to the Copa, and she was upset that she was stood up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You knew it was Friday. You stood me up. You knew it was Friday. Who do you think you are, Frankie Valli or something?
Sorry.
Very well done.
I was wondering why it came up because of the Frankie Valli reference.
Yes, that came up.
I vaguely remember it.
Valdez doesn't think I remember that.
And by the way, Cakes got a text from some old codger poker player who did indeed say Frankie Valli was at MGM National Harbor last week.
He's somebody that works for MGM. He's somebody that works in the poker department.
Okay.
And he said, Frankie Valli played MGM last week. Right after I just said, people at MGM wouldn't book Frankie Valli because they're propping him up on stage.
I knew I wasn't making it up. Because I check, right. MGM National Harbor has some really good acts, and I check their schedule all the time. I just, I check Capital One. I just saw Maniscalco on Saturday, so I was perusing who's coming up, who's coming to town.
Here's a good act.
I saw Frankie Valli was coming to town.
EB and I will be canoodling at a corner table at Voltaggio tomorrow night before the Cakes Classic.
And we're going to have a little date.
Yeah.
Is there anybody there?
Dinner date.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Entertainment-wise.
Oh, tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the theater.
Cakes and EB seeing flops in the poker room at 7:15. Uh-huh. That's your entertainment for the evening.
I'm just trying to hit one.
just trying to set somebody.
I'm just trying to hit a big score.
Just try to do it.
I'm just going to try to be like Cakes.
Come out and you can get EB's guest bounty tomorrow night.
I hate having the bounty.
Just play
though.
Tight. Yeah, well. Play a little tight.
That doesn't really work. I mean, I play tight.
You're a tight player, right?
For the most part. Yeah, sure. It just doesn't work. Everyone just,
those DJs,
they play anything.
They smell blood in the water, especially for an enhanced bounty. They're coming for you.
Yeah, that bounty thing does suck, but it gets me in, so I'll take it.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
But people are like, what the hell? He's got $50 on or whatever. What's my bounty?
Yours is, I think it's $150.
$150, right? Yeah. So if you're a 50-50 decision and you got a bunch of chips, you're like, I call.
Sure.
Whatever.
That's the way it works. That's the beauty of it.
Then my bluff goes nowhere.
Your bluff is torpedoed.
I'm actually only good at poker at this point with a short stack. Now, the good news is I always get to a short stack.
So
I can play a short stack great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's very simple. You can be brain dead into it.
Yeah. It's called shove fold poker.
How many players do you think will be there tomorrow?
I have no idea. I'm hoping.
I mean, a good showing is what?
Good showing
125?
That would be like. The all-time high is like during one of the Potomac poker events, like 165, 166.
All right.
Anything 90 or higher is a good turnout. So hopefully it's around that number.
I'd be psyched to get my picture on their Instagram just holding my two winning cards.
Well, I would be
and
too,
all my chips.
I've never had my picture after all because I've gotten it chopped at the end, but I've never won the whole thing. Uh-huh. I'd like my picture taken too.
I would like that.
That would be fun.
I would frame it. If I could win a poker tournament and have my two cards, my two winning cards stacked up against all my chips.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Everybody's chips.
There's going to be so much Jaden Daniels talk at the tables.
So much.
So much.
I'm not a big talker.
Yeah, but they're going to ask you.
Nobody cares.
They're much more likely to ask him, why do you have a bigger bounty? It's a lot they're going to ask him that.
Bunch of dogs.
That's what's going to happen.
They don't get two sides for me. But I don't care. I just want to score. Want to get a big score.
Yep.
You got to get Valdi. Every time I've seen Valdi play, he always plays well.
I'll have him back out at some point.
The Commanders jerseys are starting to be out there. You mentioned Jaden Daniels being number one on Fanatics.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted us that they were at Costco and they noticed a lot more Commanders gear.
Really?
Costco?
Yes.
Jeez. Like hats,
just people walking
beanies,
around
also
with their
for
jerseys.
Sale there,
it might have been, I think they might have said they went there Sunday morning.
You mean gear that's being sold or just
people
wearing?
Walking around wearing.
This will shock you, EB,
that's
as
weird.
You're fiddling with your half tooth.
Uh-huh.
I was in TJ Maxx a couple days ago. Boatload of Chase Young Commanders jerseys.
Oh, really?
I mean, like a trillion.
$5.
I mean, that's your place, man.
They were like $30. They were $40. Who's going to?
$30.
They're going to need to cut the price on that. They're going to need to put the red tags
on those. Hey, that says a lot about you, Eric.
Why?
That's your spot.
Dude, I went to one yesterday. I go to all my towns.
Why?
Because I get great gear in there. I spent $200 in there the other day.
Oh, my God.
I got great gear.
Nine bags of gear.
But I will say this.
I don't think I've spent $200 at TJ Maxx in my life.
The more hillbilly the town is,
the better
the less golf gear there is.
Well,
it's very true.
Hey, can you point me to the golf section?
I go to a hillbilly town, they have nothing. I go to Rockville or Tyson's, ton of
They got Big Johnson t-shirts.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it depends on how big hillbilly
no
the town
fear
is.
T-shirts.
Peter Miller.
Like Allen Iverson play with one golf outfit and then you throw it away that you need this much golf gear? Don't you just rewear them?
Yeah.
I get size.
Who are you, Steve Elkington?
It's like squirrel.
I like to have,
the fresh stuff.
It makes me happy.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.